It's Thursday, October 24th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Republican lawmakers attempt to storm the House's secure impeachment room, breaking House rules in the process. Meanwhile, one of Rudy Giuliani's indicted henchmen ties his case to Trump by raising executive privilege in federal court. And lastly, new data finds that air pollution in the United States is getting worse after years of improvement and could kill thousands of people.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
A group of Republicans stormed a secure room in the Capitol basement Wednesday, disrupting an impeachment deposition and violating House rules by bringing their phones into a secure area. Representative Matt Gaetz led the group of roughly 30 lawmakers into the Intelligence Committee's secure area, later telling reporters the experience was like being in the movie 300. Worst reboot ever. Because many of the Republicans who are not members of the committee brought cell phones and other electronics into the secured area, Democrats said the room would now have to be, quote, sanitized. Republicans have complained for weeks that the committee isn't allowing non-members to sit in on the proceedings or review transcripts, and they say there needs to be transparency with the whole process. However, 13 of the Republicans who stormed the room already had legitimate access to the depositions. Indicted Ukrainian and GOP megadonor Lev Parnas raised a defense of executive privilege in court on Wednesday by arguing that he shared Rudy Giuliani's legal services at the time that Giuliani worked for President Donald Trump. Parnas and his alleged partner in crime, Igor Fruman, pleaded not guilty to engaging in myriad conspiracies to defraud the U.S. FEC by misrepresenting the source of funds and for unlawfully soliciting foreign campaign contributions. The scheme overlaps with Trump's impeachment inquiry, in which House Democrats are seeking to uncover whether Trump abused his power by pressuring Ukraine to launch investigations into Joe Biden. This isn't the first time Giuliani's troubled associates have raised their connection to Trump as a legal shield. Trump's former attorney, John Dowd, has represented both men with regard to the House impeachment inquiry against Trump, although it was not immediately clear Wednesday if he still does.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
After improving for the better part of a decade, air quality in the U.S. is worsening again and could be associated with nearly 10,000 premature deaths and billions of dollars in damages. This according to a new analysis of EPA data. Fine particulate matter in the air Americans breathe fell by 24% between 2009 and 2016, but concentrations have increased by 5.5% in the last 2 years, and premature deaths associated with exposure to the dangerous particles spiked by 9,700 last year. Those deaths represent $89 billion in potential damages, according to a working paper published Monday in the National Bureau of Economic Research. The authors say the causes of this slump in air quality need further examination, but they point to three contributing factors as likely explanation: booming economic activity, increasing wildfires, and less strict enforcement of EPA clean air regulations. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The Washington Post reports that House Democrats are preparing to move their largely private impeachment inquiry onto a more public stage as soon as mid-November. Among the witnesses Democrats hope to question in open session is former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton. An internal memo on cybersecurity obtained by Axios warns that the White House is at risk of being electronically compromised once again, after at least a dozen top officials resigned or were pushed out of a cybersecurity mission that was established under Barack Obama to protect the White House from Russian hacking and other threats. CBS News reports that Seema Verma, the head of the agency that oversees the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, refused to tell a Democratic-led House committee how many people would lose insurance if the law is struck down, and avoided giving any specifics about a possible contingency plan. And finally, Minnesota Republican Danielle Stella's campaign to take Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's House seat has hit a bit of a snag. There is currently a warrant out for Stella's arrest after she failed to appear for a court hearing on Tuesday morning over charges that she had attempted to shoplift a few thousand dollars worth of items from a local Target store. Yikes.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam? Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Hi, folks. I'll be in Las Vegas this week covering the Mass Torts Conference, where I'll be talking with trial lawyers about different stories of corporate malfeasance from around the country. Check it out.